More now on the Vatican's reasons for accepting Cardinal Law's resignation. John Allen is in Rome, where he's Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. And John Allen, this at least has the appearance of the Vatican responding to the opinion of the American clergy and laity, something doesn't seem typical of the Holy See. To what extent is that what actually happened?
Well, I think to a very large extent that is what happened. I mean, I would probably phrase it as the Vatican was responding to the reality of the meltdown in Boston. I mean, this does cut against both the Vatican's institutional logic, which is a general opposition to the idea of a bishop, and certainly, therefore, a cardinal resigning under pressure, because they tend to think that's an invitation for further pressure against further cardinals. And in addition, there is this sort of, you know, institutional culture in which the life of a retired cardinal is seen, at least from Rome, as a fairly easy one. I mean, you have all the privileges of office and none of the burdens. And what is clear in this case is that the particular dynamics in Boston with, you know, the potential for bankruptcy, an open rebellion from some of Law's own priests, a clear loss of public confidence, and just one horrific set of revelations after another, swept all that institutional logic aside. I think that is the big picture here.
Now, to what extent was bankruptcy the evil in the eyes of the Vatican to be averted and the mess to be cleaned up?
From the Vatican's point of view, I mean, they are not really in a position to forbid an archdiocese to go into bankruptcy, because to some extent that's like trying to forbid the coming of winter. But they are deeply, deeply concerned about it. Number one, because they're concerned about the potential impact on future giving to the church. I mean, a bankruptcy hardly inspires confidence. Second, they're concerned about potential financial ripple effects. Archdioceses in other parts of the country and even the world might find it harder to negotiate contracts, to get loans, to buy insurance. And I think most deeply, the Vatican is concerned about the loss of its independence. Under Chapter 11, a judge would be assigned fairly sweeping powers over the assets of the Archdiocese of Boston, estimated at some $1.3 billion. And, you know, this is an institution that over the centuries has fought off emperors and kings and fascist dictators precisely to protect itself from that kind of interference from the state. So I think that is an enormous subject of concern here.
Well, beyond the prospects of bankruptcy court, there also are subpoenas out to, among others, Cardinal Law to testify before a grand jury in Massachusetts, possibility of criminal charges here.
Well, that too played a role in today's result, because it's hard to imagine anything more paralyzing for someone trying to govern a large, complex archdiocese than the prospect of a criminal trial. And so the perception here was that if the archdiocese is going to be put on a different path, it probably is not going to be Bernard Law who's going to be capable of doing it.
I know it's hard to make any sweeping judgment of what the significance of all this is, even as it's unfolding, but what's at stake here in terms of the Vatican's relationship with the clergy and the congregants of the Church in the United States?
Well, I think looked at through the eyes of the Vatican, the situation in Boston seems terribly singular and unique, and I don't know that they are at the moment drawing broader conclusions from it. But looked at from the other side of the ocean, from the States, I think there was a great sense that the days in which bishops could sort of close their office door behind them and in a kind of imperial isolation make decisions about personnel and finance and administration are over, and that just as a matter of good government, the process is going to have to be much more participatory, much more inclusive of the lower clergy, that is the priests, and also very much the laity. And I think, in a way, that realization may be just beginning to dawn here in Rome. And as Vatican employees file into their offices tomorrow morning on the other side of the Bernie Law story, that may be the next chapter that they begin trying to wrap their minds around.
John Allen, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
A pleasure.
John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, spoke to us from Rome.